listening to the all-new Big Breakfast.
It's National Storytelling Week. It starts today and it goes on until the 4th of February. Now, I love stories. I write stories myself. So I thought, right, we've got to celebrate this on Big Breakfast. It has to be done. Who do I know that I can rope in, get on board? And the first person that sprung to mind was the Reverend Richard Littledale. He's been on the show before, you see, talking about the books that he's written. The most recent one was The Littlest Star. And we talked about that over Christmas, didn't we? I thought, how about we get him on and we have a challenge for him? And Richard, who knows nothing about it, is on the line now. Hiya, Richard.
Good morning to you, Anna. This all sounds very ominous.
Yeah, quaking in your boots this morning. Well, yeah, I'm confident in your abilities, you see, Richard. So how about this? We together, as in the Big Breakfast team here at Premier Christian Radio, me and the listeners, get together.
Okay.
And I ask people to text in three things for you this morning. A type of weather, an object,
yeah,
and a name.
Okay.
Right, that's all right. You're getting as your ingredients, shall we say, for your stories this morning. We're not going to tell you
this
in advance.
It's the story, is it?
Yeah, exactly. This is you're the cook, you're the chef this morning. You're going to get three things. By the time we've kind of got everyone's text in their ideas and we've picked one out of hat, we're going to put you on the spot and we're going to say, right, okay, Richard, bam, 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 do us a story.
I would love to do that. Challenge accepted.
Hey, I laid down the gauntlet and he picked it up again. Brilliant. Well, you're a brave man, Richard. Very, very brave.
Well, I guess I'll speak to you later, Anna.
Good morning. So we set you a challenge this morning and we said, right, we're going to get people to text in with a type of weather, an object and a name. And you have to make a story on the spot. So we had some brilliant, brilliant texts in this morning. And we've picked one out of the hat this morning. And we're going to give it to you in just a minute. But you have got a very captive audience here today. Not just, of course, everyone listening, but Daniel's come in to have a listen as well. So no pressure.
Oh, well, I'm honoured.
He arbitrates everything here on The Big Breakfast. So I thought it was only right that he came to have a listen. So I'm going to fire the words at you now and then you can take it away in your own time. OK, Richard?
OK.
Here we go then. Windy, umbrella, Mrs. Mopple. Go.
It was a windy day. Not just windy, but everything was rattling. The windows, the window panes, the house, the chimney. Mrs. Mopple peered out of the window and wondered whether it was safe to go out. See, not only was it windy, but the rain was spitting and spattering and hammering at the windows. But she just had to go out. You see, there was no milk for her morning cup of tea. So, with some trepidation, she picked up an old umbrella from beside the front door. The umbrella was one she'd got free at the Christian Resources exhibition, and on it said Premier Christian Radio. So, with a deep breath, she hauled open the front door, which banged shut behind her against the wall because of the wind, and out she went. Halfway up the street, it happened. She pushed tentatively on the umbrella, it opened, and the very next minute, she was flying high, high, high above the houses. Look, down there below was her neighbour just getting into his car, and over there, a train pulling into the station. On and on and on she went, over trees and houses and railways, until at last, the wind started to die down. Slowly, like a leaf wafting down off a tree, Mrs. Mopple came down and down and down until she landed with a squelch on the roof of a building. Peering tentatively over the edge, she looked in through the window and discovered she was looking in through the window of Anna's studio, at which point she knocked on the window with a tap and asked if she could be part of the show. There you go.
Amazing!
Amazing! Brilliant!
It's a resounding yes.
It's a resounding yes.
Daniel
brilliant,
and I,
Richard.
In you come,
brilliant.
Mrs. Mopple. You're a little bit wet and soggy. Come on, come and have a cup of tea.
You're listening to the all-new Big Breakfast.